My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Start dancing before you got on the dance floor, or did you wait till you got on the dance floor? Like, how many feet before the dance floor did you start moving?
On my way.
Almost. About 5 feet?
On my
about
way.
5 feet before the actual dance floor, you start your movement?
On my way, yeah.
Okay. Making sure. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Juneteenth, we are in for Bo, Tiffany, and Mike, the morning shift.
For another half hour.
Yeah, for another half hour, then we'll be in for Steak and Sandra, if they were in today, or we're supposed to be in today. But let's see here. We've spoken with this woman, I think once, maybe twice before, and it seems like every time we get the opportunity to speak with her, it's gotten bigger. The team and the visibility and the stories, they've all grown in just a short amount of time since we've spoken to her last. So I can't wait for the next conversation to see where we're going with this. But want to welcome in this morning the COO, president of the Atlanta Dream. Good morning, Morgan Shaw Parker.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's our absolute pleasure.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you on, especially as our team gets set to play. They're up on the road this week. What a week
this is. We got to ask one thing. How is she doing?
Okay.
Do you have a little voice thing or something?
Yeah.
I'm not making fun. We're genuinely concerned to make sure that you're doing okay. You know?
I'm doing great. I lost my voice in the last game as I was screaming for our players.
Okay.
On a normal basis.
Get you a lozenge or something like that, or some chicken soup. You want to make sure you're okay.
Can we send something over? We'll send it over.
I lose my voice on a regular basis at our game. It is so much fun. I can't stay quiet.
But they pulled that one out, Sunny, and I remember talking with Coach Tanisha Wright before the game Sunday, and she was saying, I really don't want to talk about the rest of the week, just focusing on one game. But this is a big week, not just because of what's happening Friday. You're playing a first-place team tonight, and then after Friday night, you got New York. It is a big week for the Dream.
It's a huge week for the Dream. We've got a lot going on. There's some incredible competition, and our team is really starting to get their feet under them. And, you know, we're pulling out wins where I don't think the fans thought we would, but it's an exciting time in women's basketball, and the Atlanta Dream is really coming into their own, and it's really cool to see our strong rookie class gelling with these veterans and figuring this out, and it's going to be a great game tonight, and Friday is just going to be electric.
What is it like to have your job right now?
You know what? I can't get the smile off my face. It is hard work. It really is in terms of running any team at any level. But to see what's happening in the sport of women's basketball right now and to see how it's affecting not only young girls but young boys, to see these women on the map, it's incredible. It really is. It fills my bucket in a very different way on a personal level, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Morgan Schaaparker, COO and president of Atlanta Dream. Winners is Sunday against the LA Sparks. They're taking on the Minnesota Lynx tonight. But then Friday night, we're moving a game from College Park to State Farm Arena downtown. Talk about the idea of that. I talked with Nyes Hillman about it before the game, and her eyes just lit up, just the idea of getting to play downtown, the crowd, and of course with Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark coming to town. Thoughts about what's happening here this week and what people have an opportunity to see on Friday?
We're really excited for Friday. It has been a heavy lift to move our operation from Gateway Arena, which holds, you know, just over 4,000 people, to State Farm Arena, where we're going to be on pace. We are on pace to sell it out. So we're going to have a full house on Friday in State Farm Arena. We've partnered with State Farm and the Hawks to really figure out how to make sure that we get more fans able to experience and able to feel and see women's basketball at the professional level. And it's really exciting. You know, years ago, prior to this new ownership regime, the Dream played in State Farm for a while, but we've never seen crowds like we have now. And I think in large part, number one, in Atlanta, it's because of our ownership. Our ownership in the last 3 years has invested in this team like no other. And it shows because of the fan experience, the athlete experience, really investing in what these athletes need to succeed, but also overall arena improvements, even though we don't own Gateway Arena. But you bring all of that momentum into Friday, taking on a team like the Atlanta Fever, who we're really excited to have them in town. Even if people are coming in just to see Caitlin Clark, we say welcome to the W. I think you're going to walk out seeing something that you haven't experienced before, and you're going to want to come back.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Morgan, this is your producer, Noel, and also the Atlanta Dream reporter for the 929 game. So I am at the games quite frequently right now.
And I love it.
Yes. Great experience, by the way. I want to know, you know, after working for Arthur Blank, after working for the Kansas City Chiefs, after working for Nike, one of my favorite places, what made you come to the Atlanta Dream?
What made me come to the Atlanta Dream is the opportunity to change things for women in sports, and especially in Atlanta. You know, our goal here is to put Atlanta on the map for women's sports, but first we have to put women's basketball on the map in Atlanta. And I had to investigate these owners as well. Our owners are amazing, and they have a track record within Northland and within their business of investing in women. They talk a lot about the fact that they don't bet on women because if you place a bet, you expect to lose your money. But if you invest in women, you expect a return. And that mindset is within everything that we do. This ownership group with Larry Gottesdiener, Suzanne Hebert, and Renee Montgomery, former player, we've got an athlete at the table in almost every single conversation, which is a game changer. And so when you think about what this ownership group looks like, what this ownership group wants to do in Atlanta, and the investments they've already made over the long term in the city.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a no-brainer, and you're seeing the fruits of that labor and that vision come to life. And, you know, I get to be a steward of the brand and of the organization every single day and of these amazing humans that have come to work here, and also a team of 85% Black women. It's absolutely incredible seeing what's happening and seeing the city of Atlanta come out to support this team.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a very prominent jazz singer you're listening to. That is Morgan Shaw Parker, whose voice is just leaving us with the excitement of following these games, joining Sam and Greg here on this Juneteenth, president and COO of the WNBA's Atlanta Dream. I wanted to talk, as you brought up, some of the other people in management, but your relationship with the other professional teams in this city. That's got to be going well, because we actually talked about when this season began and how to get you guys out there. We want to see you throwing out the first pitch. We want to see you banging out of stuff at Atlanta United. What has that relationship been like with the other folks in town?
The other teams in town have absolutely invested in us, lifted us up, supported us in terms of making sure that they're, you know, sharing their resources and their knowledge. It's been incredible. I mean, we've got Ryan Howard out there. She just threw out the first pitch, I think, just last week. We've got Renee Montgomery, our owner, out there, you know, banging the spike at Atlanta United. We've got the Hawks embracing us. Our team is sitting on the front row. And actually, you know, the Hawks always bring out their first pick to sit in our arena to cheer for our women, because that's what we do. And I love seeing it. It is an incredible sports town, but I've said from the very beginning, people were a little bit skeptical. Could another sports franchise at a professional level thrive in Atlanta? And my answer from day one has been absolutely yes, because we haven't nailed it for the women. And it's happening, and I can't wait to see more of it. I think there will be other more women's professional sports teams in Atlanta in due time, but we're thriving. Women's basketball is thriving, and I think Atlanta loves it, and these sports teams are supporting us from day one.
All right, Morgan, I got one last question for you before we let you go. We're running up against the break. But with Ryan Howard being on the team and a Jordan athlete, and you having a little Nike connection, what are the odds that maybe we can get a Ryan Howard exclusive and in a size 5 if possible?
You know what? That we are at the intersection with Ryan Howard and so many of our other athletes on the Atlanta Dream, as well as in the WNBA. We're at the intersection of sports and fashion and music and entertainment. I think what you're going to see from the WNBA and specifically this league is going to be something that has really never been seen in sports. You see a lot of that in the NBA. I think they've done an incredible job. But when you do it for the women and you see these collaborations and you see these connections being made, you see the fashion. I mean, look at the tunnel walk and the runway coming in. I think we're, you know, these athletes are a part of GQ and GQ Sports on the cover from day one. It's incredible to see. And, you know, Jordan and Nike, obviously, two brands dear and near to my heart. I think you're going to see a whole lot coming down the pipe from them, whether it's Ryan or other athletes.
Morgan, before we let you go, just one question. With all the things that are happening, I know before the season started, maybe there was a big, you know, conference call with other people in your position with the other teams. How frequently do you interact with them? How frequently are you guys exchanging ideas? This is what I'm seeing in my town. This is what I'm seeing in this town. And really things kind of like, you know, see if we can't add some of those things to the mix. How often you guys exchange?
Honestly, we are exchanging ideas on an every week basis. What is beautiful about sports and the business of sports is it's a very small community, but it's a competitive community. But specifically in the W and across women's sports, and specifically in Atlanta across Hawks and Falcons and Braves is we share with each other. But at the end of the day, our goal is really to represent Atlanta. And there may be some awesome and amazing other ideas coming in other cities, but they really represent their city. We're looking to do it authentically in Atlanta. But hey, there's also things we can learn from them too. And, you know, it's been a true pleasure seeing this brand come to life and shepherding and stewarding this brand to really authentically represent not only the name that we hold, the Atlanta Dream, named after Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, which I think it's very appropriate that we're talking here on Juneteenth. It's an important day that we recognize. Obviously, we're sitting at home and we're recognizing this day. We're all still in the middle of a season, but, you know, it's important that we represent that name to the highest degree. But it's also important that we represent the city of Atlanta. In my opinion, there is no better team to represent the WNBA and the team, a league of 85% black women than the Atlanta Dream. And we're going to continue to lean into that, and we're going to continue to grow and hopefully continue to make Atlanta proud.
That is Morgan Shaw Parker, president and COO of the Atlanta Dream. Now, you have got 2 days to rest your voice, Morgan.
Yeah.
For the big night.
Really,
all right. You got two. But let me just tell you something. That was the most impressive part, Sam, of this entire interview. I mean, from Stan Kasten to Arthur Blank to you name the executive, and nobody has come on raspy before for yelling for the team. None of these dudes. And she has given you an example of the experience when you go out to an Atlanta Dream game. You got the executive voice. You got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to love it.
Come out and support.
You got to get it recovered for Friday night now.
Get some honey soaps and all that and get in there and suck on it. Anyway, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
As always, that is Morgan Shaw Park. He never had no Stan Kasten coming here. Sounding like Pantangelo from The Godfather. None of that. Anyway, we are going to, listen, I got to acknowledge something as we come into this next break. This normally lets you know what's going on as far as the film industry as a casting call, and there's some job opportunities in front of the camera. It's kind of slow right now, but as we get into this segment, I'm going to tell you where you can find these opportunities at Georgia.org, but this is sort of the anniversary of something, and I want to bring this up next. It is Sam and Greg. We are in 2 more minutes, the morning shift. Tiffany, Mike, and Bo, thank you for letting us come on in here on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 Game, 92.9game.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.